All right. Oop, there we go. That's a little bit
There we
better.
go.
Little less crazy.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're both having excellent hair days.
Yeah. I mean, mine's always a great hair day. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, my stylist got sick, so she canceled on
Oh,
me today. Or I would
bummer.
have had full mohawk going on.
Oh, so you're not gonna have full mohawk going
Nope.
into the weekend? Oh man.
Nope.
Matt's gonna be so sad. So.
I would prefer. I mean, I could shave this part, but it's just gonna look messy.
It's all good. You're fine. You're fine. What the hell? Where did my other book go? God damn it.
Yeah,
Hold
I was having a
on.
hard time finding a third book.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why the one book I chose, I'm like, eh, it's a little out of my wheelhouse, so I'll give it. And it was horrible, but that'll be
Oh.
for later.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Hold on.
No, not every book that we review is going to be awesome, so
You're lying. Every book we review is always awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. So we both actually did one of the books, and we'll get to that in a second. But it's fine. It's fine. Just so you guys know, Girl Scout cookies are in. Girl Scout cookies. I do love me some Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, just check that I had had some do-si-dos today. I had to go out and pick them up because I forgot to print some things for the show we're going to this weekend, and I had to go do that. Also, whose bright idea was it to shove all the stuff for the show in the very back of the van against the back door? Because
That would be your driver. Because I told him, I'm like, are you sure you just don't want to move it? Because I was out there with him
Yeah,
later. And like,
that's what I
John
hear.
usually wants everything
Yeah.
pushed right up front. And he's like, oh, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. I'm like,
He never
okay.
did. He never did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
So one box definitely flipped over, but it wasn't anything important. And
yeah.
the tables were sliding everywhere, so I moved the tables today.
Yeah, I was suggesting, I was like, do you want me to help you like put stuff up? And
It was
because I
so
was out
annoying.
there help like asking if he wants help. He's like, oh, I got it. I got it. I'm like,
I
okay,
was
I'm you're
very annoyed when I opened that van and there
the
was just shit everywhere. And I had to go to the store to get all the stuff that wasn't for the show out of the van, because I was just not dealing with that today. So, or tomorrow, or when we pick up 50 long boxes on the way back, that will suck to have shit in the way. So now we don't have anything in the way.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's gonna be fun. It'll be fine. You'll be fine. We'll all be fine. It'll be okay, I promise.
Extra
So,
gummies.
maybe.
Yeah,
Worst case, we'll load it up and then grab dinner in Altoona. It'll be fine. But anyway, we'll talk about like the stuff that you and I have to coordinate for tomorrow later.
Yes.
But speaking of the con, like our con or a con, we'll now speak about our con. So just so you guys know, the page has been the list has been updated a little bit with some more creators. So Ali Garza's coming back, which is cool. Ali's a huge Steelers fan, so that'll be awesome, especially if we end up not getting shitty picks in the draft, because he's a big Steelers fan, and that'd be cool. Dan Mendoza's coming back. Zombie Tramp, Sad Girl, Psycho Baby, Sugar Pop. He's also like a Lady Death guy, which is awesome. Howard Bender has been added. Howard Mackey will be officially announced tomorrow, I believe. But he's
So
coming.
this is
He's
spoiler.
spoiler for those listening. Howard Mackey's coming. He's the guy that created. He's the writer that created Danny Ketch, Ghost Rider. He also worked on Spider-Man, Amazing or X-Men, X-Factor, Mutant X, Gambit, Wolverine, Batman, and then he edited tons and tons of stuff. He did a She-Hulk issue. He did issue 50, which is a pretty cool issue to have if you have that.
I met him in Baltimore. He's one of the guys that worked on the Captain America versus the Asthma Monster book. And we had deep discussions like a couple of years ago. So it'll
Well,
be good to see him again and be like,
yeah.
hey, remember me from
He's
Baltimore?
a good dude. I immediately, once we booked him, I was in Elwood. I went downstairs and I pulled a first appearance of Danny Ketch out of the basement, and went upstairs and had Josh charge me $25 for it because that's what it goes for.
There you
So,
go.
because it
There you
was a
go.
it's a sexy, sexy copy, which I don't have quite in reach, or else I would show that off. Joe Pruitt's coming. He did Negative Burn, Book of Joe Jusko, Hello Darkness, Cable, X-Men Unlimited, Viking Moon, which is currently out on Image. Joe Woos, who is a Pittsburgh local. He does Snoopy and the Peanuts Gang. He did the art for Exploding Kittens. He did some Popeye. And then he does a lot of these cool maze books, and he works on PBS to do that kind of stuff, which is really cool. I'm really happy to have Joe. And he hasn't been back in a long time, so that'll be really cool. Joe Schmalke, who did 7 Years in Darkness, We Don't Kill Spiders, Murder Hobo, Cherry Blackbird, Phantom Star Killer, and the Electric Black, which I love. So if you love horror stuff, he is killer. And then Keith Williams, the amazing inker and penciler. He did Action Comics, Alpha Flight, Amazing Spider-Man, Avengers, G.I. Joe, Captain America, Daredevil, Dark Hawk. He did some Dark Hawk, which is awesome. Actually, I
First
think
appearance of
Mac,
Dark Hawk.
honestly, I think Mackie worked on Dark Hawk too, I think.
Probably that first appearance there,
You know what?
probably.
I'm gonna look real quick while we're thinking about that. But the other day, someone actually brought in a Gambit collection to trade in, and I was like, "Are you sure you want to do that? Because we're gonna have this guy at the show." And he was like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah." He was an editor. He edited. He was the editor on Dark Hawk. So, still cool though, in my opinion. But yeah, very, very cool. Super nice dude. And it was really funny because, when we were talking about what it takes to bring him in, he basically gave me what he told me he needs to bring him in was exactly what I was going to offer him. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. So it worked out. Yes, there are still spaces left, just so you guys know. I had a couple people ask this week. You want to get on that right away, though. We're going to send out contracts as soon as we can. So, at least once a week they go out. Scott will get you hooked up. Artist Alley is running a bit low, but we do have a little more vendor space. But that's pretty. It's pretty common. We usually have vendor space, like closer to the end, and then it kind of fills up at the end. So, and then I have a couple guys still in the works. So, calm down. We got some cool guys coming. But it should be fun. We'll have our CGC rep there. Jason will be there. So you guys can drop off stuff for CGC, and send it right through him. He'll have it sent right to your house. It's usually like I want to say it's like a 2 week turnaround now, right around now. But we're gonna talk to Jason a little more at Happy Valley this weekend. So if you are in the State College area this weekend and you want to check out some awesome comic show, come check it out. It's gonna be a good time. We'll be there. We're bringing the heavy hitter books, so if you missed them on one of the other go rounds, you got another chance. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And Trish Heffler, right? Is that how you say her last name? From
Yes.
Battlestar Galactica will be there. She was one of the Cylons. She was the first biological Cylon they ever did, which was awesome. I love that show a lot.
They have what, a couple voice actors.
Couple
Was it
voice
the
actors.
voice of Nurse Joy, original voice of Nurse Joy from Pokemon, which for you Pokey heads, that's big. And I think the other one he does, was it several guys in anime. The one that's most notable is he's one of the general, one of the admirals in One Piece. The one that looks like he's from the 70s is my best description of him because I forget his name. He's not one. He's not one of the more popular guys. We'll put it that way. But it's for those who know, you know who he is. He'll be there as well.
So yeah, just make sure you guys check it out if you want, and if you have time. The weather's looking nice for it, so that's good. These guys luck out every year having their show the last weekend of February.
Which was the beginning of
Woo!
this week did not look
Yeah.
promising.
It looked like it was going to snow a
We
little bit,
had
but now we're
snow what?
good.
We had snow Monday. We had snow yesterday. And then it got warm enough that all the snow disappeared. So, it's it, that your luck is still holding out there. Happy Valley gone.
And what's nice is like it's definitely their show's growing, which is good. And
It's a nice facility. It really is.
It
It's
is. And
not.
they have the whole thing this time. They did not really fill it that much. They filled about maybe half of the other side, which is great.
That's still more than it was last year and the year before.
We're in the same spot. You come right in the door on the right, boom, there we are. It's gonna be awesome. But yeah, come see us. My Star Trek ship will be in the back. You can take your picture on the bridge. But that's pretty much where we're at. But we do have a lot of cool stuff coming up for our show too. We'll start talking about that a little more next week. So other than that, we do have a celebrity death that sucks.
Well, got a couple. We
Oh
missed one
yeah.
last week that I told
Okay,
you.
go for it. Go for him.
We lost Tom Noonan, who, if you don't know remember the name, you might remember who he is. He's in the horror film realm for the most part. Did a couple of things of sci-fi too. The most notable that I remember him for, he was the bad guy in RoboCop 2. He played Kane.
Really?
Yes,
That's awesome.
he was 74. He passed away last week. This week we lost Eric Dane, who for 53, but he had ALS and it just wore him down. We lost Jane Baer, for those who don't know that name. She was one of the original Disney animators for Little Mermaid, Lion King. Like, she did all the big ones from the 90s. She was 91.
Going back to Eric Dane for a second, if you guys don't know who he was, his two biggest, well, two of his larger characters was he was Multiple Man in X3, which he did a great job
I
with that.
forgot about that.
Oh
I
yeah,
forgot.
man. And he was on Grey's Anatomy for a long time,
Yeah, I think that's his most notable.
most known as McSteamy.
I
He was the one
was
who
competing with McDreamy.
McDreamy, yeah, right. He ended up getting killed, or like he got super beat up in the plane wreck at the end of I think season six. And he was married to, or at least in a relationship with Meredith Grey's younger half sister, Lexi Gray, who is played by oh crap, I had it. She was the main star in Not Another Teen Movie. She was the main lead girl. And she was also in Supergirl as Supergirl's sister. So, yeah, it's a bummer. He was really great on that show, and I hated the fact that they killed him off instead of just wrote him off for a while,
Yeah.
but
A lot of characters were in Grey's
he
Anatomy, if you
did
think about it.
show up during the as a in like a ghost like type dream thing that during the pandemic, Meredith gets COVID, right? And part of her thing is like she's in and out of reality, and she's like on this beach and she sees her ex-husband or her late husband who's dead, and then at one point she sees McSteamy and Lexi, and it was just like what? Like all of these characters who died came back as like these like ghosts of people. It was really, really
Yeah.
cool, and it was really awesome to see him. I thought it was a really, really touching thing.
We have two more deaths too. They're like
Oh yeah.
awkward. Robert Carradine also
Oh,
dies.
yeah.
For those who don't know who he is best known as the main character energy of Revenge of the Nerds.
Lewis. He was
He was the
Lewis
man.
Melnick.
He was the man. He also, I didn't know he played the father of Lizzie McGuire during the Lizzie McGuire series, which I never watched her, so that would be my surprise.
And he appeared on his dad's show. His dad was David Carradine. He appeared on his the continuing adventures of Kung Fu,
Ooh,
like the
yes.
sequel movie, the sequel show, which was great.
Yeah. And he was 71 when he passed. And then for our Pittsburgh death, we lost him this week. Another legend, Bill Mazeroski, passed
Oh
away.
yeah, I
But
forgot
he
about
was
that.
90. He lived a while. He
He had a good
lived
life. Yeah, he
good.
was good.
Yeah.
He was good.
And he will always be remembered for bringing the Pittsburgh Pirates a World Series. Granted,
Absolutely.
before I was, my dad was even able to do sexy stuff back in the 60s.
Wow.
So, that's all we have to hold on to as Pirate fans is that one 1960 win over the Yankees, and then the couple of ones we won in the 70s because we haven't done shit since.
Right.
But
But it's fine. It's fine.
again, we love our athletes like we did him because he was
True.
honestly a nice dude. He was in Pittsburgh charities till the end. They said he gave a lot back to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh loved him back. So,
Yeah. Well, that reminds me to talk to you about the draft party that we got invited to a draft party. You and I did. And Todd. But yeah, at least you're my date for
well, I'm
because
usually your
I'm
plus one, John, usually.
So guess what? We're gonna do the podcast early that day. It's gonna be me
Yeah,
because that's on the
we'll
first day
probably.
of the draft. So
Oh, nice.
yeah. But anyway, all right. Let's talk some comics and shit. This is the book we both did.
Yes.
Ta-da! So.
It was the only DC one that I was kind of interested in because I did love. I love these new History of DC
I
Universe
do too, yeah.
books. I actually have the hardcover set aside in my for later to purchase.
Yeah. So, like,
But
next time
this,
you see Mark Waid, you can be like, yo, Mark, sign up, baby. Son of this
well,
bitch.
it'd be signed several other things,
I'll let you talk about this more because, like, I do like the Milestone universe, but this book was like all over the place, and it didn't flow like the other one, because
It was
this is
a
a
lot
different
of jumping
thing.
around. It
Yeah.
is basically we kind of get a new history of the like the Dakota incident with President Luther getting involved, using the Suicide Squad to suppress all the metahumans that were produced in Dakota, basically because was it the What was the dude's name?
Alva.
Because Edward Elric was murdered, which I want to say either Hardware or Icon found him dead. I
Hardware.
tried
Hardware
Hardware
dead.
found him dead. Okay. But basically, Hardware and Icon tried to do like a peace type thing, like a peace treaty with Lex Luthor. The Justice League was helping keep the peace as well. But this was after like the Suicide Squad and Blood Syndicate were battling in the streets of Dakota. But it seemed to be like a lot of thing, like everything has is revolving, usually revolved around Static. And it was towards the end of the book, but not so much for the entire incident, because basically him and I forget what her name is,
Rocket.
Rocket were kind of pushed aside, saying that they were too young, so they didn't know better. But basically, they were told to stand down. Armstead, the nephew of Static from the future,
Who
the
becomes
correct
Beacon?
future, he goes back in time, to this new timeline, which this treaty created, because now we fast forward into the book and Static is now a young man in his 20s. It seems like, and not a teenager like he was during that early Static era. And he tells him, he's like, you have to become Static again. You have to set things right where this treaty messed everything up for the future. And that's basically where the book ends, is Static going back and getting a costume again and picking it back up here. But yeah, this is very much like a, suppression. A lot of the, Lex Luthor doing his evil thing as president, because, evil white dude holding down a bunch of African Americans that he has no business in control
Right.
doing. I think even what Tiger,
Bronze Tiger, yeah.
Bronze Tiger, was kind of realizing what the Suicide Squad was doing wasn't right in this book. So, like you said, it was very jumbled. It wasn't very coherent, which is unfortunate, because the art was excellent. I get the gist of where they were going with this. But they could have like had a more cohesive way of doing this. That's why I'm going to knock it a little bit on that. Let's put some let's do some Wu-Tang at this. I feel like Wu-Tang is appropriate for this.
About Check Your Neck? That's a good one for it.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Okay, that's good. We'll do that. So I enjoyed it too. It's just it wasn't as good as I hoped it
It
would be.
wasn't as coherent as I think
Right.
you as the original New History
Yeah,
books were.
yeah. All right. So my first book is Green Lantern 32. Adams is still on this, which is awesome. Montos is the artist. So this starts out with Carol Star Sapphire and Dove go to Paris because there's some kind of distress call, and they get there, and she finds out it was actually Hal surprising her with a weekend or a night in Paris, a 24-hour, no supervillains free, 24 hours in Paris. Where he's gonna propose, Dove's in on it, Ollie's in on it. So they do their they you know Dove goes away and he takes her shopping and she comes out in this dress and he's just like, whoa. And she's like, yep, that's the reaction I was hoping for. So they go and have dinner and they go dancing and they're getting baguettes and coffee and Hal's just about to pop the question and Carol's like, do you hear that? Like, do you hear what's going on over there? And and here Cupid is over there blowing shit up with her crossbow. So they go and they stop Cupid. It's actually pretty funny because at one point Carol finds out that Hal was gonna propose and she's like, wait, did she ruin your proposal? And it's like, did she ruin my proposal? So she makes this giant construct of a pit bull, and Hal actually has to leash it because she was gonna let it kill her. So they stop her, and she's like, well, what the hell were you even stealing? And she pulls this cross out. And the jewel in the cross goes and merges with Carol's ring, as you find out there are apparently 8 different parts to the Star Sapphire's main ring, I guess, or like main or like they're the 8 entities that rule it, and she knows Mania because that's the only one she did know. But there's like a whole bunch of other ones, and now she's on this quest to go and find the rest of it. And she basically tells Hal, "Just wait till we have a day to us for us again to do this." And I was like, "Really, really?" That was a very D&D way of doing it. so he's definitely gonna go with her to do this. So he goes and he asks Kyle Rayner to basically watch the Earth because he's going to be stuck there. And next issue is the oversized anniversary issue number 600. So I'm going to give this Billy Idol's White Wedding because, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It was very, very good. Like I really did enjoy this book quite a bit. So,
right, we have
you're next, yes.
Phantom of the Opera issue one.
Right.
I really don't have to get deep dive into this because I think the majority of us know like the Phantom of the Opera story. This is kind of a slight precursor. It's a little bit different. We get a little bit more of the backstory of Christine and Hal more than we did in the opera itself,
Okay.
which is cool. Like you find out her father was a talented violinist, which you don't. I think you get a slight mention in the opera as compared to the book. So
Right.
that was cool. You found out her mother
Technically, it's
died.
it. Whoa. Technically, it's not an opera. It's a musical. There is a difference.
Okay.
It
At
takes place at an opera.
an opera. But there is an opera of it as well.
Yeah.
So take it for what you will. The show. How about that? We're
That's
comparing to the
it's a
show.
music. It's considered a musical though. Like
Yeah.
it's yeah, 'cause it's Andrew Lloyd Webber and he doesn't write
Yes.
operas. So
True.
the movie was good.
Which one?
The
There were several.
newest version of it with the what's her name from oh, what the hell's that show? From
Because I remember there was the mini series back in the day on
Yeah,
ABC or
there
something
was
like
that,
this.
but this was like an actual motion picture from
Yeah.
Shameless. The main girl from Shameless was in it.
Okay. Yeah. But I actually like the mini series better because they actually went, it was better acted. And the singing was better.
Fair.
But her mother died in the plague, which we didn't know anything about her mom from before, so that was cool. This is the first time Christine and Raoul met. Raoul.
Raul.
We also find out he is also investigating like the book starts out as a murder of a singer. And it, this is where Raoul and Christine first meet, is he's questioning and investigating what's going on. He's also investigating another murder of a publisher of a newspaper that passed a week before the current murder in the Opera House. So you figure that they will be connected in some way or another with the story. We also see where Christine starts getting tutored by Phantom at the end of this book. The art is very like it is in the cover here, a very watercolor, very very fluid. That would be what I'm saying there. It actually kind of fits, like in certain aspects. Other aspects, not so much. But especially towards the end, where the Phantom is talking to Christine and instructing her, it seems like he's kind of enveloping her, like in the illustrations and everything. It's very well done. I love where this is going. I like most of these Universal stories, to be honest. I just never get to finish reading them all. But since we're talking about Phantom of the Opera, I might as well just say, might as well say Angel of Music by from Phantom of the Opera to go with the book.
Sing for me, my angel, sing for me.
That actually, this is the book actually coins the term Angel of Music.
Oh,
This is
nice.
where you get the origin of where she calls him her Angel of Music.
Oh, that's cool.
So
I was
that was
always a
kind of
music of
cool.
the night guy, but
I like
it's
that too. I like
all good.
most of the musical numbers in Phantom of the Opera. That's one show I have yet to see in my lifetime. I'd love to do it. I've always wanted to go to Toronto and actually see it in the actual theater where
So,
they went, but it
fun
was good.
fact, fun musical fact about that. Paul Stanley was played the Phantom. He played Raoul for like a 6 month run, and it was so popular that the next guy came in to close the show. They added 2 more weeks of Paul Stanley to come back at the end to close the show, so he got to be the last Phantom on Toronto. And that
There
thing
you
that was there for like, what, 15 years or something? It was
go.
crazy.
It was like 20, 25 years, I
Yeah,
think.
it was insane.
It was decades.
It was like the longest stint, I think, in a single spot for that music, for any musical. So,
It was one of the
but
first things I remember being on CD, because my parents had the original CD, like the original Toronto cast was recorded on there, and I forget who the Phantom was at that time, but he was a famous opera singer, because I remember him doing a infomercial, and that was part of his infomercial was meet the I'm one of the was the original Phantom of the Opera was his the way he was selling his
Hey,
CD.
come on, man. Paul Stanley did a Maxwell House commercial in a tent, like a circus tent. It was crazy. So,
But I really
anyway.
like this. It's if you're enjoying the Universal Monsters stories, you probably should add this to the collection as well.
And
It's
Tyler
going to
Boss
be
is a hell of a writer, so.
yeah.
All right, my next book is Iron Man number 2. Number 2, deuces. So it starts out with a flashback of like Iron Man and Madame Mask getting together and sleeping together, and of course you don't see her face ever. And he's the one who says to her somewhere in that evening, I'm just worried about another Tony Stark happening, like another guy coming in to that would have to build a suit because of for survival type thing. So it was kind of cool. You cut to now, and Iron Man and Captain America are fighting Dreadnought, and they're trying to figure out where it is, and he's kind of trying to interrogate Dreadnought, and all of a sudden he gets a phone call from Luna Lucia, and they takes this phone call, and the Cap's like, "What the hell, dude?" It's really funny, when he does that. So Cap kind of sits there and says, like, "All right, man, like, stop deflecting. Like, what's going on?" And he kind of tells him, and he leaves. Cap then tells the rest of the Illuminati, "Hey, I talked to Tony. You were right. We need to keep an eye on him." You cut to where all of the kids in AIM are being hoarded by AIM and Graviton because they're gonna try to basically force them to be the next Tony Starks. Then you see like Tony flying around the planet, like just like breaking in all these known AIM places. He eventually goes to Madripoor, and he shows up at Grizzly's club, and Grizzly's like, "Dude, no, you can't come in here." He's like, "Dude, I didn't even wear my armor. Come on, come on, let me in here." He's like, no. And eventually they like try to kick his ass in the street, and he just beats everybody up and walks away. But he finds MODOK, who is dressed like a like Caesar, and he has all of these women, and he's in a bathhouse in Greece. It's like the weirdest thing. So Tony eventually is like, "Tell me where AIM's keeping everybody." He's like, "No." So they start having like a fight, and all of a sudden AIM shows up, and MODOK's like, You don't get it, Iron Man. AIM is not here to save me. They're here to kill me." And he's like, "You gotta save me, Iron Man." And he like kind of like hides behind him, and that's where the book ends for the first issue, or for the second issue. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good. Really enjoyed the random phone call that he takes in the middle of it. So it's just it's very well written. It's Josh Williamson. He knows what he's doing. So I don't know what I would wanna what song I want to use for this one. I guess because he's still pissed off and trying to do that, we're gonna go with Anthrax Metal Thrashing Mad for this. So yeah. So and then there you go.
All right,
Last book.
this is the one. Unfortunately, we're gonna end on a low note because boy, did this book suck. I not the art. The art was actually really decent,
Okay.
but the we thought the DC History Dakota was confusing. This is worse. This
What?
jumps around. It's not, we don't know if what's going on exactly. Like
Okay.
it's, we're introduced that the girl is now taken over by quote worker drones that work for humans, but somehow the humans are sort of kind of dead, but they're still around. Like it kept going back and forth of whether are the humans dead or alive? What's
Okay.
going on? Apparently worker drones are just drones that were supposed to do regular labor stuff. But now that they're quote free from their human masters, but apparently the company that made these drones, which I'm assuming is still run by humans, are trying to rail in these worker drones using what are these other drones called? Disassemble drones, which is like they're executor drones.
Okay.
So kind of a sort of kind of like an anime version of the Matrix, but not nearly as well done of a story. It I mean, I tried to like this because I am an anime guy. I enjoy anime, but I don't know why this made no sense to me whatsoever. I read this like three times to try to get it like the general gist on. The purple-haired drone there is named Uzi, which,
Okay.
wow, okay, could have had a better name for that. She's kind of like an angsty teenage, girl that makes a rail gun. Her dad is apparently a really good drone that knows how to make really good doors and shelters.
Okay.
As they hide out from these killer drones, the other robot that you see there is a disassembled drone, but he's like the, I guess he's stupid, is my best way to put it,
Okay.
because he thinks she's his friend. He gets treated like dirt by the other disassembled droids, I guess. I guess he's the failure. But somehow they collab. They fight against the other disassembled droids. She leaves the other worker droids because they're all cowards. So then that's kind of the way the book ends, is the two of them ready to hunt down the humans or whatever. I don't know. I want to know what happens to the human. Like, are they actually dead? Are they dying? I don't know, because the way the book says it, there was a disease that wiped out a lot of humanity, but I don't know if it's all of humanity. Because you don't see any humans, you just see the droids the whole time. The art is okay. It feels very Hazbin Hotel-esque. Which I guess this is probably what they were going for. It definitely very, like, very teenage angsty, like, and not in a good way. This is like whiny teenage angsty. Very, like,
God
this is
knows
my
you love some
this is very
whiny
My
teenagers.
Chemical Romance, that first album. This is what I, this
So it's
entire album is this.
emo. It's an
Is
emo. It's an emo book. Oh my God.
is super emo book here. So and I'm just gonna go leave it at that, because this was just awful.
All right, so what's your
Did not like
song?
it.
What's your song? I'm curious.
I'm Not Okay by My Chemical
There
Romance.
you
Let me
go.
put it there. It's that's what it's gonna
I
be. Yeah,
was
that's where it went off.
Oh, wow, that's
I
funny.
tried to like it. I just couldn't. The art was good. I give it that. The art was excellent. It's just the story made no sense, and they never clarified it. They just kept, all you kept seeing was the angsty
Right.
girl going, "I have my gun," and the other robot going, "I'm stupid." And that was the whole thing. And
Oh, God.
wow,
Really glad I didn't read that.
it is a very poor story. And I'm slightly disappointed in Oni for even making the book. Usually they're a little bit better with their stories.
Next time my phone call rolls through, I'm gonna be like, "Yo, dude, this
I
book was not that good."
mean,
So, it'll be fine.
it'll be fine. I'm Oni can have one shitty comic book. I've read several other Oni books that were solid, so you're allowed that one bad one. So this
I
might be
mean,
that one bad one.
they're in the process of switching distributors to Penguin right now. So any of you that are looking for like the new Adventure Time stuff, you're gonna have to wait until they get locked in with them before we can get anything back in stock. So it's gonna be a while, just so you know. But yeah. So also something else really cool happened this week. Well, so two things. First, last week, I went to watch Anime Night and see Shadow Realm play at this at Spirit down at 51st Street, and man, was it awesome. They crushed it like usual. So if you guys ever get a chance to go see those guys, definitely do that. They'll be set up at the show. They're gonna have their, hopefully they'll have the record ready by then, to actually sell it at the show. But they're doing their own translations of certain anime songs, which is cool. They recorded a bunch of stuff back last summer, or actually, I think it was this time last year, and it's killer. You gotta check them out. The other most amazing thing, last night, Scrubs came back, and dude, it was full on Scrubs. Like, it was JD, Turk, Dr. Cox, Carla, Elliot, the Todd, Hooch. Like, they're all back. The only people I didn't see were the janitor, Bob Kelso, because I think that guy's super, he's either retired or he died. I want to say he's retired. And there hasn't been a couple more guys yet. And oh, Ted did die. The new lawyer though is pretty funny. So this takes place, they kind of like disregard season 9, which was when it was rebranded as med school, and this kind of takes place after season 8, and like JD and Elliot are divorced, and Turk has like 5 kids or something. And it's actually very well done, and it's definitely Scrubs. It is back with a vengeance, and it is awesome, and I'm in for it. I love the original. I loved this new stuff. It was awesome. In fact, if like I usually keep my phone on silent, but if my phone is not on silent, my ringtone is actually the Steak Night song. So, which is Turk and JD singing, "We're going steak night. We're gonna eat it right. Steak is such a treat. It is the world's best meat." So, it was really awesome, and I really enjoyed that. Coming out of Comics Pro, not a lot of crazy awesomeness to tell about that Rich Johnson hasn't already put online, because he was actually in the chats and in the online version, and I think it was actually there. But I will say the keynote from Robert Kirkman was really, really well done. He said it was the first time he ever actually wrote and stuck to a speech. But it was very, very well done. His speech was very good. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I got nothing really else. Just trying to get ready for this weekend, so.
Yeah, I was gonna say there hasn't been any what new info on any comic related movies or
Oh, I
series
do
that you
actually have some news on that. Do you remember Astronaut Down by James Patrick? And we had we did a variant cover for it with the show a couple years ago with Pat Olaf.
yes.
It is now in production. In
Oh,
fact,
there you
give me
go.
a second and I can tell you who's the main character, because he sent me a message about it the other day. Do, do, do. Or something. So, come on. At Netflix, with F. Scott Fraser adapting it. So, Netflix got it. He did Triple X, a couple other things. But very, very excited. I think that's all it was. It was just, it didn't say who was cast, but it was definitely going to Netflix, and he's like, "Hey man, may want to bump up the price on those variants." I was like,
Oh
"Ooh,
my.
look at these."
Well, what was it?
So
What was it? Last week we had the big sellout out of what was the name of the book? White something or other. We didn't even have it in stock in the
White,
mills.
I remember, I know what you
Yeah.
mean.
So comic specs coming back apparently this year. took a break for the last couple of years. Now
Yeah.
everybody's back specking on, what was it? The Orc was
Oh,
the
no, it
one
was
before that.
Dork. Dork.
Dork.
D-Orc. D-Orc.
D-Orc.
Dork.
D-Orc.
Dork. Yeah. The second prince, I think, hit next week. So.
That
So.
people forgot about that, and it's all about this white something or other book
Yeah, I can't
now.
remember what it
What
was
is it?
called. It's white something. Yeah. Speaking of next week, we're gonna have our buddy Dennis Robinson on next week to talk about Lycan Volume 4. I think it's Volume 4, right? Should be Volume 4, I think. And if you like what he says, you can meet him in person because he's coming to the con. And he should ha hopefully he'll have it out by then. He usually does because he usually tries to get it out in the spring and then sell it at cons throughout the year. But I've loved Lycan. It's this cool story of the first werewolf. They're all like prestige style format graphic novels. It's killer. It's killer, man.
He's coming out with cool merches
Oh
too to
yeah.
go with it. It's always fun. I gotta buy a pin on him now, actually.
Yeah.
And he always brings
Oh
cookies. He's
yes.
a really good cookie maker. So
Yes. He's a
not
lot of
only is he a
fun.
talented
Actually,
creator,
I wonder if we'll see him this weekend. We might see him this weekend.
We might.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he tends to stick around the general area. So
Yeah.
this would be close to the area he
Yeah.
lives
I
in. So
think he
it's
lives in
highly possible.
York-ish area, like
I thought he was
York.
towards Gettysburg.
Well, maybe that's it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I swear he was from Gettysburg.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not that far from there either, but yeah.
No.
Yeah,
It's
but
similar area
yeah.
trajectory. Yes.
Eastern PA or
Yes.
Central PA technically, I think.
Central.
East Central PA, but
It's kind of
yeah.
slightly to the east, but definitely in the center of PA.
Yes. But cool. Well, that's all we got, guys. We'll see you next week, I guess. So, as always, make sure you support your local comic shop and if you can support ours, that'd be even cooler. And don't forget you can shop our Amazon and eBay by going to our store or our website ndcomics.com, clicking stores and you scroll down to the bottom. And that's where that stuff is. You can also buy cool sweet merch on there. And then also check out threeriverscomiccon.com for the updated guest list, get your tickets. It's gonna be a good time. Follow us on socials at New Dimension Comics, all one word, or the number 3riverscomiccon.com. And yeah, we will see you guys next week.